Hey everybody, Colt here. Thanks for stopping by and checking out our podcast. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, be sure to check out our website, draftdive.com, or follow us on Twitter, @draftdive and @_ColtWilliams. Now, enjoy the episode. Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of the podcast. It is your host, Colt Williams. I am back again. Unfortunately, our co-host, traveling right now, will not be able to make it. But I'm going to hit you with the nuts and bolts of this week's waiver wire pickups. First, I want to go over just a few things. On bye this week, we've got the Packers and the Steelers. So obviously, get them out of your lineup. Got some people you can plug in and play. Also go over some injuries. First and foremost, let's talk about Travis Kelce. We've got to start at the top here. He's got an ankle injury. He plays on Thursday Night Football, which is actually a blessing in disguise because you'll know if you need to play him or not. First game of the week. I'd be shocked if he plays this game. It's a gimme matchup, but if he does play, he's in your lineup. So just kind of keep that in mind. We've also got Dalton Kincaid, he's in concussion protocol. Tank Dell, he's there with him. Devon Achane, knee injury, came up on the injury report. No further news currently at this time. It's something to monitor, though. It's also worth noting that Jeff Wilson has been activated off IR, so if you held on to him, that might be just the time to use him in the event of this Achane injury. Justin Jefferson, dealing with a hamstring injury. We've seen hamstring injuries here in the past. Cause multiple players to miss multiple weeks due. It's something to monitor. We don't know exactly if he'll miss a game just yet. He hasn't missed a game in his career, so that's kind of, good luck, if you will, and attest to his health. But he did not come back into his game here this week versus the Chiefs, which is, a one-score game at the time, so they certainly needed him. I'd expect him to miss some time personally, which is a big detriment to my dynasty team. Deshaun Watson, dealing with a shoulder injury still, coming out of the bye, considered day-to-day. James Conner, he had a knee injury here this Sunday, did not return to the game. We'll get to his backup here in just a moment. Two quarterbacks, Daniel Jones, dealing with a neck injury. I don't have any further information at this time on the extent of his injury, something still to monitor. And then Anthony Richardson, it looks like it's an AC joint sprain. That typically puts people out for multiple weeks, especially quarterbacks. I'd expect him to hit IR if he is expected to, miss some time, just because it is a multiple week type of injury. Okay, now let's get into our QB stream of the week. Yeah, that's right. I said QB, not QBs. We've got one. The rest of the weaker passing defenses that were kind of matched up with players that wouldn't be on waivers. So like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Tua, etc. They're not going to be on waivers. This guy, he's rostered in 54% of leagues. Matthew Stafford. Feel like a broken record. We're constantly talking about how he's available. He plays the Cardinals, who have allowed the second most fantasy points to the QB position. Finally, he has a 2-touchdown game, and now he got Cooper Kupp back. Cooper Kupp looked like he came back and he didn't miss a step. So Matthew Stafford is my guy. I'm ready to roll with him here into week 6. All right, on to running back waiver pickups. Imari DeMarcado, that is Cardinals running back. As mentioned, James Conner banged up with a knee injury, did not return versus the Bengals, and that's exactly when the DeMarcado show started. With Keontae Ingram inactive, DeMarcado was the only other running back outside of James Conner to see the field. If Conner were to miss any amount of time, running backs are extremely scarce, hard to come by. The rookie stepped right in and looked ready. The Cardinals do play the Rams, who have allowed the 9th most rushing fantasy points. So it's worth noting. Maybe worth adding. All right, now let's go on to Titans running back Tajay Spears. He's rostered about 36% of leagues. He looks electric. He's another rookie who just made an impact here this week, but it wasn't due to injury. It was due to game script. Spears ended up with only 13 opportunities, but he looked special with them, and he got his first TD of his career. He'll continue to play behind Henry, but in losing game scripts, Spears should see the field more. All right, on to Bears running back Deonta Foreman. He's rostered only about 14% of leagues. Here's the deal. Khalil Herbert left the game versus the Commanders on Thursday Night Football with a high ankle sprain. Herbert looks like he's going to miss multiple weeks. Roshan Johnson also left the game with a concussion. Typically, concussions take about a week or so for people to overcome. We've seen, you know, multiple times here this season, it's taken about a week. But the Bears did play on Thursday Night Football, so that gives them a little bit more time to evaluate Johnson and see if he'll be able to suit it up. With Johnson playing in every game so far this season and pushing Deonta Foreman to be a healthy scratch, I like Johnson more, but he may not play. So that's worth noting. All right, let's move on to Ravens running back Justice Hill. He's rostered in only about 33% of leagues. Hill and Gus Edwards are clearly in a committee there in the Ravens backfield, but Hill outsnapped and looked more explosive than Edwards. Hill also is more intriguing in the way that he catches the ball, something that Edwards doesn't do. Tough matchups the next 2 weeks versus the Titans and the Lions, but if you're in a pinch, Hill might be your guy. All right, on to the wide receiver waiver pickups this week. First and foremost, I want to go ahead and say double check and see if Deontay Johnson, Steelers wide receiver, is on your waivers. He's aiming to come back here after the bye here in week 7. He's been on the IR since week 1, and with the Steelers on bye, perhaps maybe that 72% roster percentage goes down. He may already be available in your league, and it looks like about, you know, every third league or so. But just go ahead and just double check. All right, let's go on to Curtis Samuel, Washington Commanders wide receiver. He's rostered about 27% of leagues. Over the past 2 weeks, Samuels looks serviceable. He is the underneath threat there in Washington. The target share percentage, though, is hard to read into. Over the course of the season, here's the target share percentages. Terry McLaurin, 16%. Jahan Dotson, Curtis Samuel, and Logan Thomas, each at 14%. With no clear wide receiver one leading in targets, you could do worse than gambling with Samuel. All right, now on to Lions wide receiver Josh Reynolds. He's rostered about half of leagues. With Amon-Ra St. Brown sidelined, it was certain that, you know, the Reynolds show was here. He showed out a few other times here this season, and sure enough, he did here again on Sunday with a 4 receptions, 76 yards, and a touchdown. It is worth noting, though, he ran the 5th most routes on the team. That's right, he played behind Sam Laporta, Khalif Raymond, Marvin Jones, and Jameson Williams. So over the course of the season, he's been right up there as a full-time player with St. Brown, but not on Sunday. All right, on to Colts wide receiver Josh Downs. Rostered about 26% of leagues. Anthony Richardson, unfortunately, looks like he's going to miss some time. In the meantime, Josh Downs, he's been Gardner Minshew's best friend. In weeks 3 and 5 in which Minshew had to come in for Richardson, Michael Pittman had 18 targets, 14 receptions, 126 yards. Rookie wide receiver Downs had 17 targets, 14 receptions, and 154 yards. The Colts played the Jaguars, who have allowed the 6 most fantasy points to receiving options so far this season. Josh Downs is probably my top wide receiver ad here this week. All right, on to Kansas City wide receiver Rashee Rice. He's rostered about half of leagues, but with Kelce banged up, playing on Thursday Night Football, Rice may see an uptick in snaps. He only ran 8 routes on Sunday, which is pretty discouraging in a close game versus the Vikings. But yet he was still a third in targets and receptions. He's not somebody I'm looking to plug into my lineup just yet, but if Kelce were to miss an extended period of time and we see rookies get better over the course of the season, maybe worth a stash on the end of your bench. All right, the last wide receiver pickup here this week, KJ Osborne. He's rostered in about 16% of leagues. With Justin Jefferson still being evaluated for his hamstring, who is probably going to miss some time, Osborne ran the most routes on Sunday. Matter of fact, he has only 4 less routes ran than Justin Jefferson so far on the season. It's more of an uptick for Addison, but he's almost certainly rostered in your league. But if KJ Osborne is out there, he could come in as a relief for Jefferson as well, you know, when he misses his very first game, sadly. All right, we are on to the tight end waiver pickups. Let's go ahead and start off with Logan Thomas, Washington Commanders tight end. He's rostered about 20% of leagues. If you remove Thomas's inactive week 3, he's 7th in yards and receptions for the tight end position. He's currently the tight end 9 on the season. He's tied with Jahan Dotson for the most end zone targets for the Commanders. Not bad for a tight end. All right, on to Dalton Schultz. This is the Texans tight end. He's rostered in about 44% of leagues, a name we're very familiar with for the Cowboys. He was great over there. Now he's looking pretty great for the Texans. Back-to-back double-digit fantasy point weeks thanks to a couple of touchdowns. Schultz is the tight end 11 on the season. With Tank Dell getting concussed early in the game here on Sunday, likely going to open up a little bit more targets towards Schultz. However, in week 6, the Texans do play the Saints, who have been very stingy against the tight end position, so do keep that in mind. All right, now moving on to a player I didn't think we would be talking about. We have to. Atlanta Falcons tight end Jonnu Smith. He's rostered about 26% of leagues. What if I told you that Jonnu Smith leads the Falcons in receptions and yardage? Yeah, think about that for a second. Oh, and also I forgot to mention that he didn't play in week 1. With no touchdowns to his 2023 resume, he's still the tight end 14. He's getting to play the Commanders, who have been very good against the tight end, but if you want a tight end who's getting targets, he's got at least 6 in every single game so far this season. All right, last tight end we're talking about here, and this is more of a stash. We talked about Travis Kelce. Let's go ahead and talk about his running mate, Noah Gray. Rostered in basically no leagues. He's only run fewer routes than Marquez Valdez-Scantling and Sky Moore so far on the Chiefs over the course of the season. So he's out there. He's not really, not really accounting for too much. I wouldn't say you could start him, but he's more of a stash. It just depends on how long Kelce's injury is. Perhaps you find a gem in the tight end landscape. All right, on to the DST waiver pickups of the week. They're probably rostered from last week, but check out the Ravens. They play the Titans. And also check out the Saints. They play the Texans. Both have the lowest over-unders on the week against some intriguing offenses, to say the least. It could be a little risky with the Texans. The CJ Stroud train has been pretty quick and on fire, but yeah, you could do worse. Let's go on to some other ones that are more likely available. Let's go on to the Dolphins versus the Panthers. The Panthers are a bottom 10 offense, and the Dolphins should be up most of the game. That's going to be putting a lot of the weight of the game on the shoulders of rookie quarterback Bryce Young. Not something I'm looking to be throwing out there. And another DST you can actually pick up. This goes two ways. This is doubleheader. Patriots at Raiders. If you pick the Patriots up, I'm cool with that. If you pick the Raiders up, I'm also cool with that. Either defense is perfectly fine in this. They're both bottom 5 offenses in the NFL. The over-under is at a low 42.5 points. I'd imagine that goes down throughout the week as well. Give me either one of those, please. All right, and that's it for this week. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, feel free to check us out on Twitter @_ColtWilliams. We'll see you back here Thursday for the starts and sits of the week.